Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's almost too frightening to imagine this man obsessively stalking women, sneaking into their homes, assaulting them, forcing them to perform this bizarre cleansing ritual. But what may be most disturbing is who the attacker turned out to be, a man who understood what happens in the box all too well. That is, until he slipped up.
This is always going to be with me.
It was the worst night of 25-year-old Christy Mills' young life, woken from a dead sleep by the outline of a large man standing over her bed with a gun.
I was in shock. Absolute shock. I looked at the door and saw the light there, and something just didn't seem right. So that's when I saw.
And what does he say to you?
He said that I'm only here to burglarize you. I don't want to hurt you, but if you scream, if you make any noise, I'll shoot you. And the next thing I remember is he was on top of me in the bed. He actually taped all the way around my head so that I wouldn't be able to open my mouth at all. Tape over my eyes.
So you couldn't see?
I couldn't see, and then he took the pillowcase off my pillow and put it over my head as well.
That must have been scary.
Extremely. He seemed very assertive when he talked, not like somebody who's, panicking. He seemed like he really knew what he was doing.
The man sexually assaulted Christy for 45 minutes, then shoved her into the bathroom.
The water was running in the bathtub. I started to panic, and I thought he was going to shoot me in the bathtub. Just over a month from my 26th birthday, and I was going to die.
Did you know why he was putting you in the bathtub?
I didn't. I thought he was going to kill me there.
Christy was forced to take a long bath, told to wash carefully, as her rapist calmly walked about her apartment, hiding her cell phone and removing the sheets from her bed, before slipping away.
I got out of the bathtub. Took the pillowcase off and ripped the tape off my eyes. Was trying to pull the tape off and couldn't get it off. I actually ripped hunks of the hair out to get it off. And then I called 911.
2 years later, across town, the rapist found another victim, his fourth.
I awoke to someone coming in my room.
Sarah, a 27-year-old restaurant manager, was attacked by the masked intruder just 6 weeks before her wedding.
At the beginning, it was gun to my head, knife to my throat. Every single thing he did, he was physically threatening me. He knew everything about me, what my sister looks like, to what car my husband drove, my work schedule. He knew where I worked out, pretty much everything.
As with Christy, he was careful, binding her hands and covering her head with a pillowcase. And again, like Christy, he forced her into the bathroom for a long soak to wash away the evidence.
All I could think about was, I can't have someone call my family, my fiance, my parents, my siblings, and tell them that I've been killed 6 weeks before I get married.
Although the rapist had wiped clean the physical evidence, he could not erase the details Sarah had memorized about him.
His height, weight, way he carried himself. He had very distinct, bright blue eyes. I knew, I would be able to pick them out as soon as I saw that person.
No. What's going on? This isn't the way we wanted this to happen, all right? We wanted you to come down here and go on all kinds of stuff. We said chat, all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. You know, you went down with Sandra, with Mildred. And as you know, we have rules that we have to go by. Just as, you know, you're very familiar with all this stuff. You know what's going on, all kind of stuff. And we want to talk about what's going on, because we're not absolutely sure what's going on. Okay. What are you talking about? I have to read your rights first. Right, my arrest. At this point, you're not free to go. At this point, you're under arrest.
If I'm not free to go, I'm under arrest.
Well, we're in a custodial situation. That's why I'm going to read you your rights.
Right.
Because you came down here in their car. I don't know where we're going to go.
What's going on? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I understand that, Jeff, and you understand, just like I do, that I can't talk about anything until we get this little bit out of the way.
Okay? Go ahead, read my rights.
All right.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say cannot be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have one present with you while you're in question. If you can afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before the question if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights, not answer questions or make any statements. Do you understand those rights I explained to you?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay. Have those rights in mind, you wish to speak with me.
About what?
Okay.
Last night, all right, there was an issue that came up, right, out on the southwest side of town, right? You know what I'm talking about? I want to hear what you have to say about it, and I'm really hoping there is a good explanation for it all. Did you meet up with the police officer last night?
You're talking about Zena.
Yes.
When I was walking around by the lake, looking at the lake down there. Again, I drove down there. I couldn't sleep. All right. Houses come up for sale in that area all the time. I'm interested in buying my mother-in-law a house. She lives up in Greeley. She's poor. She's on fixed income. I wanted to move closer to us. Houses come for sale. There's a townhome right there for sale. It won't work. But anyway, I was looking to see what kind of access went down to that lake. That's all. All right. I was starting to walk around. I parked, walked down, looked at the lake when I was leaving.
Where did you park it?
I don't know the name of the street.
But it wasn't right there where you were at.
It was by the lake. That lake goes behind those houses.
You know, you understand how difficult the situation this is for everyone involved, including yourself.
Really?
Yes, I understand. And irregardless of what, you know, our feelings are towards each other and all that kind of stuff, I think we've always got along. I think we've always been able to speak openly about that. There are just some things that happened last night that just doesn't add up. And you know, Jeff, you know, as a former investigator yourself, that there are things that we know, okay, such as the way that you met up with David, you freaked him out. Why would you be in between two houses looking at
the house? I couldn't keep going straight. There's a drainage thing that goes down the lake. I couldn't keep walking. So I walked up. The dog started barking. And oh, hell. So I walked up between the houses and go to the road. All right. He comes around. I thought maybe it was the homeowner. I was like, I don't want to startle, you know. He startled me. So I turned to walk back down. He said, stop, police. I was like, oh, hell, it's a cop. I turned around and walked back.
Jeff. Well, you know, being a police officer, that kind of thing is not within the norm. We don't, as police officers, we don't walk around at 12:30 at night in the morning walking in between houses.
I walked between the houses. I was by the light. I couldn't keep going, so I walked up between the houses. That's it. I mean, that is it. That's it.
Think about what you're telling me.
I am thinking about what I'm telling you, the truth. I went down there, look, what kind of public access is down there? I walked, I started going to the west side, but there's fences, and I come back around the other way. All right. Again, I can't go no further. There's a drainage thing that comes down and fills that like overflow. I guess I don't know whatever it is. So I started, you know, the dog started barking. So I walked up between the houses, go up to the road. And yes, to be on the road, so I'm not walking in between, you know, it's just.
Wait a minute. But you weren't on the road until
I was going to the other road. All right. That's where I was walking up to, was go up to the road. Walk down to my truck and drive away. Because I was done looking at the lake. There's no access going down to the lake, so.
Okay, Jeff. We're past the point of you were there, right? You readily admit that you were there.
Yes.
In between those two houses.
Yes.
All right. I was just walking from the lake up to the.
Okay.
If you get a call of someone walking in between two houses at 12:30 in the morning,
I don't know what call brought him out there. Yes, of course.
Of course. I mean, the person who called this in has every right in the world to do this, correct?
I have no idea who called it in. All right. What they called in wasn't me. All right. Dave said last night somebody knocked on somebody's door. I didn't knock on anybody's door. I didn't knock on anybody's door. Did not knock on anybody's door. I don't know what else you're trying to allege here. I don't want to jump to some kind of conclusion. Right? All this isn't about because I was walking. I walked up between that from that road up between those two houses.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know what else you're talking about.
We're talking about you standing up with your back to the house and trying not to be identified.
What?
Having your back up against the house and not trying to be seen as David walks by.
I was walking up. I saw someone coming, so I stopped. I turned to go back. Again, the dog's barking. I don't want somebody to think I was doing something wrong. He said, "Stop, police." I was like, "Oh, hell." So I turned and walked up to him. I wasn't standing with my back against no house.
Well, I think you're minimizing a little bit.
I'm not minimizing anything.
He said, "Stop, police." Isn't there a little bit more than that?
No, that's what he said.
You didn't see the gun he had pulled on you?
No.
You weren't aware that he pulled a gun on you?
I did not know he did that. No, I did not. When I turned and walked towards him so we could see who it was, that I wasn't a threat. You know, his hand was at his side. He was like, we talked for.
For what?
We talked for a moment.
What did you talk about?
He asked me what I was doing. I told him what I was doing.
That you were there to look for a house for your mother-in-law at 12:30 in the morning.
I'm interested in houses in that area. There's that lake. I was looking to see what kind of access there is down to that lake. My mother's disabled. I mean, she can walk, but she can't walk too far. Well, I didn't see any access down there. I mean, off the coast, I can go down there. But as far as a public sidewalk going down there, I didn't see one. I was going to walk back around and then go to my truck and leave.
See, you know all the things we say. You've been sitting in this chair before. All I'm saying is that what you need to do is think about just exactly what you're saying. Before you jump back with a conclusion, Jeff, You need to think about what you're saying. You need to think about what the scenario was right there. You may be honest with him.
Haven't you been?
I think I need to take a step further.
Okay.
Because Delaney, scared to death. Scared to
death. I don't know nothing about the lady.
What I'm telling you, she was scared to death. She was an absolute basket case.
It wasn't for me.
What? Yes, you were in between the houses. What if this would have happened?
I walked up between the houses. Zena was there. That's the one time I went between the houses.
What if this would have happened? Would you be a little bit concerned?
But I don't understand what you're saying. The only time I walked between those two houses was when I was walking from the lake and up.
That's
when I met the Zemer.
That's where you and Officer Zemer differ in what you said.
But whatever the lady was scared of, it wasn't me.
It was you.
How could it be? The only time I was between the houses when I walked up and Zemer was there, she'd already called.
Jeff, Zemer had already been throughout the whole area. You were the only person there.
It was 12:30 in the morning.
Right. It was 12:30 in the morning.
The only time I walked up between the houses, right, those two houses, was when Zemer came in. Alright? I walked from the lake between the houses, there's Zemer. Obviously, I'm not the one scared of women because that's the only time I was there.
But you wanted out of there quick. You didn't stop and you said, I'm here looking. You think it? Let's just run all the way down the line.
He's on a call. I'm not going to stay there and talk to him.
With you. With you, Jeff. Think about it. I mean, it is just right down the line.
Right down what line?
I mean, he's called out there.
All right.
There's nobody else out there but you. This lady has someone prowling around her windows. She's a very attractive young lady.
It wasn't me. I wasn't prowling around anyone's windows. I wasn't prowling around at all. Again, when the dog's barking, I said, I need to go up by the road, and that's when I walked between the houses.
Well, what makes you decide to go look at a house at 12:30 in the morning?
I wasn't looking into houses. I'm interested in a house in an area. I was looking at that lake. That is all. I mean, that's all.
I just
do anything wrong.
We as police officers and we as human beings know the difference between right and wrong. It's
yes.
It is put in our head from
I understand.
Day one.
I did not walk between that. The only time I walked between those two houses. It's when I walked, I was down on the lake, I can't get my finances. So I walked up to go up to the road. That's it.
Okay.
And when I walk up there, somebody comes running. All right.
Okay. What were you wearing last night?
A t-shirt, shorts, flip-flops, and socks.
Not flip-flops, sandals. Okay. Did your t-shirt have any writing on it?
I don't remember what my shirt had on it.
What color was your shirt?
Dark.
What about your shorts?
I think they were my black shorts.
Okay. Were you carrying anything else with you?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What was
my car keys?
Where were they at?
My pocket.
Jeff, I just. All of life.
I understand that.
And you understand how difficult this is for.
I understand how difficult this is for you and everybody involved. I understand.
But I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm a realist. I understand. And I think there's a whole lot more going on here than we're And I'm willing, Jeff, to sit here all day long and talk about it.
I understand. All right. There's something right here that, you know, you're a police officer. You know right from wrong. And
I understand.
I think you did wrong last night, and you think you did wrong last night, and I need to know why you did wrong.
Because I didn't do anything wrong. Walking up from that lane towards the road is the right thing to do at that point. I mean, I can't go in front of the dog. Okay, so I walked up there.
I mean, if it wasn't for that thing, I'd just walk around the lane and went right back to where my truck was at. I mean, that is all. I'm not, you know, I'm not minimizing anything.
You are minimizing.
You know, no, I'm not minimizing anything. I just, I mean, I don't know how more simple it is.
It's not that simple.
I didn't have ill intent of any kind. It's not that simple. I mean, that's it. It's not that simple. I mean, she is a young, attractive lady.
I don't know
very who she is. Is. And like I said, I know, you know, I've seen how you take a genuine interest in people. Okay? And I think if you knew what you did to this person, because I'm telling you, she's freaking
did not do anything to her.
You were there, right?
Were you giving money there?
Were you, did I walk up from the lake between the houses and the road?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You were there, right?
Yes.
Yes, I was there.
Okay. You were confronted by Officer Zimmer.
Yes.
Yes, he was there. I was walking up.
Okay. Let's just go with this in chronological order. First of all, is there any reason that you can tell me why David Zimmer would lie about this situation? Because I'll tell you what, he's freaked out too. Because you're one of his mentors.
All right.
You're one of his mentors. He is.
I don't know how I freaked him out.
You don't know how you freaked him out? Well, I mean, he couldn't even hardly talk. He was so upset by the situation. He talked about how you were, you know, one of his mentors. You were his FTO training sergeant.
Right.
And I mean, he looked up to you.
All right, I understand that. All right.
And, okay, so getting back to the question, is there any reason why David Zimmer would lie about what happened?
I have no idea. Why would he lie?
Absolutely.
Right. Why would he lie? I have no idea.
Absolutely. He has no reason to lie.
All right.
As a matter of fact, he called off the second unit after he confronted you.
Neither do I. I don't have any reason to lie.
Everybody has their battles, and everybody has their crosses to bear.
All right, I understand.
All right? And you know where we're getting at on this kind of stuff.
No, I don't.
You don't know what we're doing.
I'm talking about a young, very attractive female.
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right?
She's the lady in one of those two houses.
All right? I don't know. All right? I have no idea who lives in either one of those houses. Right. I wasn't interested in those houses.
I'm sure you had no idea who they were.
Right. I wasn't interested in those houses.
Right. You weren't interested in lake access.
Right.
Come on, Jeff.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
I mean, that is just it doesn't make sense to anyone.
All right.
It doesn't make sense.
Again.
Does it?
Yes, it makes sense to me because that's what I went there to do.
Right. If I'm going to look at a lake access, I'm not going to do it at 12:30 in the morning.
All right. Poor choice of times, but that's why I did it. All right. I just walked down there.
All right. You're, what are you, 17 years?
Yeah.
17 years of being a police officer.
All right. I understand.
And you don't think that is a severe error in judgment
to being, all right, in between two houses at 12:30 in the morning, all I was doing was walking from the lake to the road, all right? You're implying that I'm doing something mysterious between these houses, and all I'm doing is walking from the lake up to the road. I said,
that's exactly what I'm implying, Joe.
That's it. That's all
because doing. Officer Zimmer, who you agreed to, says has no reason to lie about this, says that you were up against the house, and he had to call for you 3 different times.
No, he didn't call 3 different times.
And then you turned around and walked the other way.
Okay. Well, I saw the figure stand on the house. I just turned and walked back.
All right. What did he say to you then? When you were turned around and he was walking back, what did he say to you then?
Stop, police.
And what else was he saying to you?
Stop, police.
Let me see your hands.
I don't recall everything he said. I said, stop, police. I realized, oh, it is the police. So I turned around and walked back. Right. I mean, if I realized at first he was Officer Zimmer, I'd have just kept walking right towards him. Right. But my initial thought was, it was someone that lived there. I said, oh. Right. That's it.
Yeah, you know it's not good.
That's it.
It's not good.
That's it.
Because the scenario doesn't fit. And you know the scenario doesn't fit.
That's it. And your comments also, yes, but I think you've seen me interview enough people that I'm just laying it on the line to you.
No, I understand.
Something is wrong. Something's wrong.
I understand. You think something's wrong.
Right. I'm convinced something's wrong. Whatever scared that woman was not me. All right? The only time I walked in that house is when I encountered Officer Zimmer. That's it. All right? I wasn't there before that at any other time. Whatever scared her, whatever it was, all right, or whoever it was not me. Did not do it. I was not the one that was up there. All right? I walked up between those houses, and boom, there was Zimmer.
Okay.
All right?
But again, it's
but I don't understand.
You do understand
because I understand. It is you're sitting there trying. You're sitting there trying to say I've done something wrong. I mean, you're saying it. I'm telling you, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't there doing anything with ill intent. Whatever started it was not me. Wasn't me.
Okay. Let me just entertain you.
But it wasn't.
Let me just entertain you for a second, Jeff.
Who was it?
I don't know.
I have no idea who it was.
At 12:30 in the morning, who was it?
I don't know.
I do not know. No one else has been up here telling us, hey, I went by that house at 12:30 last night, except for Jeff Pilo. And Jeff Pilo says himself, you know, I was there.
Yes, I was there.
All right. And Officer Zimmer paints a different picture.
All right,
and the lady at number 9, she paints another picture. I mean, think about it.
All right, this is the only time I went up between those houses when I walked from the lake, looking at stuff. Right, looking for the.
Did you stop?
Did I stop where?
In between the houses.
I don't understand what you're asking. When I walked from the lake and walked up and met Officer Zimmer. Did I stop between the houses?
Prior to seeing Officer Zimmer, did you stop between the houses?
No. I stopped when I saw the figure at the front of the house. It turned out it was him. I stopped, turned, walked away. That's when he yelled, stop, police. I was like, oh.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you were walking in between the two houses towards Officer Zimmer. You saw him. You turned around and he said, stop, police.
Yes.
That's the totality. Yes.
That's the amount of time I was between those two houses.
Okay. And let's go back to how Officer Zimmer, what reason would he have to tell us something that wasn't true? Why would he tell us a different story of what happened in between those houses?
I have no idea.
Well, we've already established that he has no reason to lie about it.
Right?
We have no reason.
Jeff, you know, you've done this long enough. You're smart enough.
I don't understand.
You know exactly where we're sitting here.
Right.
And there are things that you need to do, and there are things that you need to take responsibility for and get these things done. Let me tell you, point blank, you've hurt two people in the last 12 hours, and you've hurt them deeply. In David Zeamer and this female.
Yes. I did not hurt that female. I don't even know anything about that female. I wasn't the only time. The only time I went between those two houses was when I went from Lake to Lake.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
But that's not what David is saying.
I don't know what his perception of the situation was. Did I pause and turn and go away? Yes. Did I realize? If I realized at first that it was a police officer, I wouldn't even have paused. I'd have kept on walking. Period. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I had nothing to hide. If I'd have realized it was a police officer, anyone, Zeamer, anybody, I'd have just kept on walking when he broke stride. I thought it was someone that lived there. I was like, oops. The dog was barking.
You thought it was someone who lived there, so you were going to try to get away from the person who was living there?
Well, yeah, I'm startled.
I'm just telling you things in your
time. You're right.
That doesn't make sense.
Obviously.
It doesn't make sense. I'm just being real with you, Jeff.
And I understand. I don't know what else to tell you. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I did not. The only time I went between those houses is when I walked up and met Officer Zeamer. I did not do anything to anybody anywhere last night. Period. I don't know what you're trying to allege here. I did not do anything to anybody at any point in time. All right? I'm not looking in some woman's windows. I'm not doing any of that. I walked down by that lake.
That's what you said
a minute ago.
That you were looking.
You said somebody was walking around looking in this woman's hat windows. It was not me. Whoever it was, I have no goddamn clue.
I don't know that I said.
I don't know how else to say it. All right? All right, the truth is the truth. I've already told it to you, and that's that. I don't know what else to do. Excuse me for getting pissed off here, but I didn't do anything wrong. All right, I did not do anything wrong. Period. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how else to do it. I don't.
Well, as it's happened in the past, you know, and I'll just tell you, I'll tell you point blank. I don't think the story is exactly the way you're telling it.
I don't know what Dave Zeamer told you. All right, I don't know what his perception of it was. But the only time
his perception is right on, Jeff. His perception is right on. Exactly right on.
Again,
here's the real story of it all, Jeff. You're the one who has to answer for it, not David Zeamer. David Zimmer was on patrol.
Answer. About what you, he did anything wrong. All right. I'm not. Again, I don't know what his perception of it was. I didn't do anything wrong. And I had no ill intent. I just walked in that lake and up between those houses. All right. You know, now I'm sitting in an interview room and accused of being a criminal. Obviously, I should have turned and walked back 50 feet and walked up onto the cul-de-sac that's right now. Cul-de-sac. Yeah, cul-de-sac's right there.
Obviously, you should have done what again?
I should have walked all the way back to where there's no houses and I walked up to the cul-de-sac. Obviously, that's what, you know, looking back on it, perhaps that's what I should have done.
Oh my God. Is that how you came around?
Huh?
Is that how you came around? To the empty lots? To see the spillway?
There's no spillway there.
No, whatever you call that.
At the end of the cul-de-sac, right? Is that the way you went around?
Originally, I started to come down off of whatever, I can't remember what street it is. Come down, right? I didn't want it, so I walked up on the street, whatever that street's called. I can't remember the name of the street. Andy Court. Walked down to where that cul-de-sac is, looked at that townhouse, and I didn't go up to the windows of the townhouse. I looked at it from a distance to see if two-story, whatever it was, if that's the one that was for sale. It was. I walked down by the lake, started going on the west side. It's like, no, I don't want to go that way. So I started to come around on the east side, walked around. That's where the little spillway thing comes down in there. I don't know what you mean by spillway now. I realized, okay, I can't cross that. That's my turn, and walked it between the houses. Well, actually, I went down a little ways, realized that, went back. You know, the one house had a fence, I believe. Well, I walked back. I guess it was one house, walked up between the houses, and that's when I met Officer Zimmer.
What were you driving last night?
My pickup truck.
I want you to take a minute and think about what we're talking about. Because if you take a minute and you think about it, and you put all
I don't have to think about it.
You put
that's
all,
what happened.
You put all the things together, Jeff. That happened.
All right.
Again, and you come up to a conclusion.
How it may seem, is not,
it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence.
I didn't do anything wrong last night. I didn't do anything to anyone.
Again, you didn't do anything to anyone.
I didn't do any one thing to anyone.
Did anybody ever say you did anything?
You said I terrorized two people.
Yeah.
Very good. I didn't do anything to anyone.
All right, let me back up again and talk to everyone. Let's
put real things into real scenarios, Jeff. If this is happening to your wife, would you say that you didn't do anything, that person didn't do anything to your wife?
I didn't do anything to anyone.
I don't know what happened to that woman last night.
No,
you're asking me to make a comparison, and I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about as far as what happened to that woman. I'm not a part of it. I don't know anything about it. Obviously, if somebody was terrorizing my wife, I'd want to do something about it. I was terrorizing no one. I didn't do anything to anyone.
Well, let me ask your definition of terrorizing somebody.
Me walking from that lake and walking up between those houses and meeting Officer Zimmer is not terrorizing someone.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I didn't.
I'll give you that.
That's the extent of what I did. Other than walking by the lake.
If that's what happened, I'll give you that.
No, it's not if. That's what happened.
Well, but we have others who say otherwise.
Two others,
Jeff. I mean, this is something you're going to have to... You can't just explain why.
I can't explain why. I didn't do anything.
Okay, let's go back to... You define what terrorizing is.
Terrorizing.
If someone's looking in your window, is that terrorizing?
I wasn't looking in anyone's window. Right? I wasn't.
Right? Did you see anybody else out there?
No. I wasn't looking for anyone else.
Right. But, I mean, at 12 in the morning, you wouldn't
have been down with somebody else out there. Yes, if they'd been down from where I was at, yes. All right. If they're up on the road or up between houses where I'm not at, I don't know. I wouldn't have seen them.
I think we're getting mixed up on.
But yeah, there was somebody else there. When I first pulled up, there was some woman walking her dog. Right on the street up. I don't know the name of the street up. All right. But, you know.
I think we're getting two different ideas of what terrorizing somebody is. You keep on saying, I didn't do anything to that woman. I didn't
do anything to anyone.
Okay. I'm not saying that this person was, you know, someone broke into her house or anything like that.
All right.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that she was physically attacked or anything like that.
I'm glad for her. I'm glad nothing like that happened.
Right. However, but for a young female, having someone looking in her windows or trying her doors is...
But I didn't do anything like that. All right? I didn't do anything like that.
Jeff.
All right? I wouldn't do anything like that.
Jeff.
I simply looked at that lane, walked it between those houses. All right? If the spillway wouldn't have been there, I'd have walked around and... Right? Again, I did not do anything to anyone.
I know, that's what you're saying.
That's what happened. Right? It's not what I'm saying, that's what happened. I didn't do anything to anyone.
But that's not what two other people say.
All right, what did the other two people say?
Right. Well,
Officer Kramer.
Okay. His sequence of events is a lot different than your sequence of events. A lot different.
All right.
And I'm to the point, and let me reiterate, that you just flipped him out.
Because I don't know how I flipped him out, but apparently he was flipped out.
Yeah.
He said you weren't yourself.
That wasn't my story. I wouldn't be myself either if a police officer confronted me at 12:30 in the morning in between two houses. And then we can't discount what the lady says. You know, her dog's barking its head off. Right?
Yeah. Down by the lake, yep, dog's barking its head off.
Mm-hmm. And
right. Well, dog was barking. I don't know where it was at.
Okay.
I don't know what house the dog was at. It was just dog barking.
And why does she have any reason to call down here and say, hey, this is what's happening in my house? Not once, but twice. And also calls her brother.
Right, again, I don't know who was messing with the lady. It was not me. Alright. Obviously, if somebody's messing with her, in whatever fashion it was, I don't know. Of course she should call.
Okay, but we've already established there was nobody else there. But you, Jeff. Haven't we?
I did not do anything.
You've already established that you
didn't terrorize anybody, as you put it. I didn't do anything. Right? Obviously, my mistake was, again, like I said, I walked between those houses to go to the road as opposed to going farther down. That's it.
I know, and you know it's more than that. There's
not. No, there's not more than that. That's all. I did not do anything else. I did not do anything to anyone. All right. You know what specifically happened? I don't know. I did not.
What's the
time I walked between those houses? I apologize. I don't mean anything. You know, yes, I'm not going to apologize for being angry. I mean, I accused of doing something I had nothing to do with.
Right. You know, we're at the point where, you know,
You have got to be thinking that this isn't some fishing expedition. We just didn't pick you out of the clear blue sky to come in here.
All right.
Correct?
Obviously. Again, the only thing I did
was walk from the lake in between two houses out to
up to the road.
Out to
off. That was up the road. Right. And when I realized somebody was up there, I was like, I turned to go back, and that's what he said. And I turned around and came back to him.
Okay. But we're leaving out this. We're leaving out you. We're standing up against the wall like this.
That did not occur.
And an officer that confronted you twice.
That did not occur.
And then you turning
no.
and walking away,
did I turn?
Your hands right here, and he says, stop. Show me your hands. And he has, and I mean, you've been in the ERU.
I understand.
You have been in, you're a weapons guy, you're a former military.
I understand.
And you're telling me you didn't know somebody had a gun pointed at you?
He's backlit. I wasn't paying attention to that.
You weren't right. paying attention to something.
He said, stop, please. I said, oops, it's the play. I turned and walked up there. That's that. I talked with him a few minutes, and not even a few minutes. All right? You know, he's obviously on a call.
There's problems here, Jeff. There's all kinds of problems. And I'm not here to sit here and tell you that it's all rosy and all that kind of stuff, but
no.
And you know where I'm coming from.
Because I've told you.
I am not buying what you're telling me.
For one second.
You know that I've done this for a long time, and you
have
done it
for yes, I have.
You have done it for a long time.
And I didn't do anything wrong.
I know. And you know what? How many times have we sat in here and listened to somebody for hours that they didn't do something
well,
they did?
I'm not going to be here for hours
and then,
telling you that I didn't do anything wrong.
And then, you know, have all the behaviors and all the things that are happening. You know, you were not Sergeant Pilo last night. You were absolutely somebody else. And we can sit here and you can say, this is what I did. And I can sit here and say, this is what we know till the cows come home. But you know in your heart exactly what happened.
Yes.
Yes.
I went down, looked at that lake, walked between those houses, go back to the road, got on my truck, and that's what happened. That was the only time I was between those houses.
And say when we talked to her. Well, last night, did she know you were going?
I don't know. She was asleep when I left. I was studying for the test we were taking today. I couldn't sleep. Shaved. Couldn't sleep. You know what? Went for a little drive while I was driving it. I went back to look at that lake. I told you why I was there.
That's it.
That was it.
Has Elsie been looking for a house for your mother?
We discussed it several times.
Have you looked at any other homes for your mother?
I've looked at some about where I live at, yes. They're all overpriced or they're shitty. All right? Or they're not ranches. I'd love the community further down from there, the one that takes care of the very same style of houses. Right? And again, the little spits in my community.
In Downs?
No, not in Downs. Farther down the street, down the street.
Oh,
Stride. I can't remember the name of it. Down Stride. I can't remember the name of it. There's a community there that, well, not a community, a little.
It's got the little building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got the little shacks for about $135,000 and not worth that. But in this town, they're all, that's about the lowest you get. Unless I put them along the west side of town, I'm not doing that.
And you say she's in Greenland?
Yes.
I'm looking for homes for her.
She's looked, I've looked.
And say, oh yeah, that would be totally normal for Jeff to do. Just to go out at 12:30 in the morning and walk in.
I can't predict to you what she's going to say.
You've been married to her, she's the mother of your children.
I understand.
I cannot predict you what she's going to say.
You don't think that she knows you?
Yeah, she does.
Is she going to say that that would be normal behavior for you to do?
It's not. Is it normal that I do that?
No.
All right. Is it...
I don't know how else to say it. I didn't do anything wrong. And at some point, you've got a wife and
I understand.
Two children, though.
Again,
three children.
I didn't do anything to anyone. Where the lady was, I didn't do anything to her. Right? I wouldn't do anything to anybody.
Right. Different lives. We all lead different lives.
Again, I don't know what you're implying there.
All right. Jeff, I'm not implying. I'm saying it.
I don't lead a sinister life of some kind. I didn't do anything wrong.
Wow.
I didn't do anything to anyone. I did not.
I just don't think you're using good common sense right now.
Honestly, what moved to your house last night? What common sense was it?
No.
Did I have ill intent in my heart when I walked between those two houses?
No.
I had no ill intent in my heart at all last night or any other.
Let's look at another scenario.
What happened last night is what happened. I did not do anything wrong. I did not do anything to anyone.
And Jeff, I'm convinced that is not exactly what happened. Okay. I've seen this lady. Okay, like I said, let me give you a different scenario. I've seen this lady. She's extremely attractive.
I haven't seen her. I have no idea who she is.
As you're walking through the two houses, do you see anybody in the windows?
I'm not looking in the windows. I didn't see anyone.
I'm not saying you're looking in the windows. At this point, I'm not saying you're looking in the windows.
I wasn't even walking next. The house I was walking next to didn't even have windows on that side.
Jeff. Okay, I know. Remember, I know the answers to my questions.
I understand.
All right. How far apart are these houses?
I didn't measure them. I don't know. They're not very far. Your standard house, they're closer than your standard house.
Yes,
right. Unless you go on the old side of town where they're really close to each other. The house I was walking next to didn't even have windows on that side of the house.
All right? The house over there had windows. I didn't walk next to those windows. I walked over here. I'm not glaring or looking in anybody's windows. I walked in the way, and I was walking up to the road. That's that.
But that's not bad. That's not bad.
You're sitting here trying to convince me I did something wrong, and I didn't. I didn't do anything wrong, Larry.
I did not do anything wrong.
I understand.
All right.
Here's the bottom line. I didn't do anything wrong. That's the bottom line.
That's not the bottom line.
All right. I didn't do anything to anyone. Period. I didn't. I mean, you have to understand.
I understand.
Now, this is a bad situation. A very bad situation. Right?
I walked in the lane between the two houses going up the road.
Again, if it wasn't over the spillway, I wouldn't even walk between those two houses. I would walk further down and walk up. At some point in time, I'm sure I'll walk between two houses somewhere to get up from that lake. Alright? But again, when I walk between those two houses, I'm not doing it to look in any windows, not doing it to do anything other than get through a road. Period.
I don't know how.
Did not do anything wrong.
I just, in this situation, Jeff, you bought and paid for.
Bought and paid for? I didn't do anything wrong.
You're just too much.
Too much.
Because everyone else has no ulterior motives or ulterior means or anything like that.
Neither
to say something that isn't true.
Neither do
this,
I.
This gal would have just assumed if Jeffrey Lowe had never come into her life.
I wasn't in that day. I don't even know who that ever is. I can't even tell you which house she was in. All right? I don't know what car he went to. I didn't ask him and inquire.
He came to your car.
And you know that. Whoever that lady called on was not me. I did not go between those houses prior to the time I walked from the lake it up. All right? Whatever she's saying, it was not me. I have no idea what her allegation is. I have no idea what she's saying, but it was not me. All right. It wasn't me.
I know that's what you're saying, man. I know that's what you're saying.
It was not me. I didn't. But even besides the two people that we have seen, and one of them being your own, you're even telling me nobody else was there.
Did you?
I didn't see anybody else. I'm not going to sit here and nitpick everything. I didn't see anybody
else. Absolutely need to nitpick.
I didn't see anybody else. Again,
you've heard this before. But I'm going to tell you. Because I know from the amount of interviews I've done and the amount of interviews you've done that. And there's no doubt in my mind. There's a hole burning through your chest.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
I mean, you can sit here and say whatever you want. I did not do anything wrong.
Within your perception, you may think that you did.
It's not a matter of my perception. It's a matter of reality. I didn't do anything wrong. Whoever was terrorizing that woman, I have no clue who it is. All right, it's not me. I don't know. I don't. The only damn time I walked between those houses, Jeff, was the time I walked up there.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
I've explained it. I don't have a lot of explaining to do.
Yes, you have
explained it.
You have a lot of explaining to do. And
I keep on going back to this because I have to go back to this because you know what it's like. To be sitting in this chair.
I understand.
Okay?
All right.
And I know there are times that people are literally telling you the truth. And a good interview will figure that out. All right. I don't know. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
But you also know, right, that a good interview would sit here and know when someone's not telling you the truth.
So yes, you're right.
All right. And Jeff, you're correct.
I'm sorry. Right. And your perception of me right now is I'm not telling the truth. Not just because you're sitting here telling me that you didn't do it. It's because we've got a whole host of other things that says you did it. And that's what you're dealing with.
Oh, I didn't do anything wrong.
And you don't understand anything to anyone. Period. I don't know. I didn't do anything to anyone. Period. Period. I didn't do anything to anyone. And you're going to have... You know that the best places to clear things up are right here.
Yes, you're right.
There's nothing to clear up. There's nothing to clear up. I mean, there's nothing to clear up. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything to anyone at any time.
And that's the story we're going to say.
It's not the story, it's the truth.
Because that's what we're going to say. If it comes to a point where we have to go to a judge and say, I didn't do it.
I'll tell the judge the same thing I've told you. The only time I walked between those houses was when I walked from that lake up towards the road. That's it. That's it.
You're just not
listening to reality. You're just not listening to reality. The only thing you can say is, A is, I walked from the lake between the houses to the officer, and I didn't do it. However, I have a police officer, I have a victim, I have you mentally in the area. I mean, it just, it's not looking good for Jeff Pirlo. I did not do anything to anyone. And this is just a case of mistaken identity. I didn't do anything to me. I didn't do anything to anyone. I know, that's what you say. And you and I say, pause. That you and I know better. And we always use these lines as cliches. I did not know it's true. That I did not do anything to anyone. That your guts are just screaming at you. No, they're not. Because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything to anyone. Period. I didn't do anything to anyone. Anything to drink around him? Maybe go to the bathroom again.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.